My hair is wet. There was no rain. I brought the water with me. Quiet, heavy from a storm no one saw. It runs in rivers down my back, dripping from the ends while I stand still, bare-armed, breathing. The gown is torn, split where I held it too tightly. I thought I could keep it together. I thought I should. But it came apart anyway. And now it drags behind me, silent and ruined. I leave it that way. I am in the in-between. The church stands ahead. Open, hollow, waiting. Behind me, the bridesmaids wait in the doorway. Perfect, polished, still. None of them move. None of them speak. She's there too. Soft voice. Kind almost. When I ask for time, for space to breathe, she tells me no. No anger, no edge. Just no. The kind that doesn't leave a mark, but stays anyway. And still, I'm beautiful, more than I have ever been. Hair clinging to my face in heavy waves. Skin shining with what I've come through. I look like something they can't name, not a bride, not theirs. Something else, ethereal, otherworldly. The storm they never saw coming. I don't step forward. I don't turn back. I stay here in the in-between. The torn train dragging. The water still dripping. But I'm here. And I'm free. That's where we begin. Welcome to season 2 of Don't Call Me. This season is called Dreams Between Lives. I'm your host, Em, and I'm so glad to be back. These aren't just stories I'm telling. They're dreams that pulled me apart and showed me pieces of myself I didn't know I'd been carrying. Dreams that didn't wait for my permission, they just arrived. They forced me to see and to feel. And ultimately, to let go. You'll hear about the nights I woke up different. About the moments between surviving and becoming. When I wasn't who I used to be, but I wasn't fully formed either. That's the in-between. And that's where we're going. If you've ever felt like you were floating between chapters, if you've ever carried grief into your sleep and come back with something else, or if you're just ready to stop pretending you're fine, you're home. Let's begin. Now, this didn't happen in a vacuum. This particular dream was the first in a series that came under a total lunar eclipse, March 14th. The sky wasn't just watching, it was demanding. Eclipses tear away what you won't let go of. They don't ask, they don't wait. And that night, the moon pulled me out of the lie, out of the performance, out of the role. And I didn't just wake up. I rose. This isn't a story about a wedding or about a man or a dress or some poetic unraveling. This is about the moment you realize you've been holding everything together for everyone else and no one is coming to hold you. It's about the weight we wear, the roles we play, the silence we swallow, and the dream that tears it all wide open.
I was marrying him again. And even in the dream, I knew I didn't want to. I didn't want to walk down the aisle. I didn't want to stand in front of people who thought this meant something. I didn't want to be bound again to a life that took more than it ever gave. And yet there I was, dressed up and smiling, playing the part like I had 1,000 times before. He didn't want it either. But we were both pretending, because pretending was easier than admitting we had nothing left. I wasn't walking gracefully. I wasn't gliding toward the altar, light and lovely. No. I flashed to a park where I was on a bike in a wedding gown, dragging a table behind me, a table. And I wasn't surprised, you know, not in the dream, because of course I was. Of course it was my job to pull the weight, to make the work, to carry the load. Because I believed if I don't do it, no one else will. Because I've always believed that. I was thinking, I can do this. I can hold it all. I can balance. I can carry. I can marry a man I don't love in a life I don't want and smile through it, because I've done it before. And then my train got caught in the spokes. The long white fabric, beautiful and lacy, wrapped around the wheel of the bike, tight and unforgiving. And suddenly I couldn't move. I was stuck right there in the middle of the road with no one around. So I got off the bike, I knelt down and I tried to fix it. I tried to gather the fabric, smooth it, hold it. A man with a pickup truck came and brought me back to the church. So that's where I tried to pin my dress back together with sewing needles and stiffen it with cardboard and with my hands, my breath, my body, because I thought I could fix it and because I thought I had to. Behind me, the bridesmaids stood in the doorway, absolutely perfect, beautiful, polished, silent. They didn't move or offer help. They really didn't even flinch. They just watched. I looked up at my mother-in-law-to-be, and I was desperate and tired and just done. And I asked her, can I take a moment, just a moment? Can I breathe? I just want to run to the restroom and get myself together. No. Soft, but sharp and final. The answer was no. No space, no mercy, no help. Just keep going, just keep dragging, just keep pretending. Because that's what good women do, right? That's what strong women do. That's what we're taught. But something in me snapped. Not in anger, not in shame, in something deeper. I stood up. I didn't fix the train. I didn't hide the tear. I let it drag. Torn, dirty, and heavy. And for the first time, I didn't care. My hair was wet, although it hadn't rained. I brought the water with me. From storms I've weathered in silence, from tears no one saw, from weight I never should have carried, And I looked at myself, makeup smudged, hair dripping, raw. And I was beautiful. Not in the way they wanted, not in the way I was raised to be, but in the way that only comes when you stop pretending. Thank you for being here, for listening, and for feeling it with me. This is just the beginning. We've got more dreams to walk through, more truth to uncover. Until next time, hold the tear, stand in the in-between, and let it make you free.